We are, one of the things that we develop here at New Life is we're very intentional about raising up leaders in ministry, not just leaders in ministry, but leaders in other areas as well. But in this particular case, today is what we call our fourth Sunday of fire. And so on the fourth Sunday, starting in May, June, July, August, September, we're taking the fourth Sunday, and in each one of the two gatherings, we are taking one of our interns who is in our ministry training center, getting educated to become credentialed as a minister, and we are giving them an opportunity to preach God's word for the very first time in public. So today, we're going to have one of our students, Veronica, is going to minister God's word. Now, here's what I want to do. It's her first time publicly preaching God's word. So I'm going to ask, as family, that you look, pay attention, nod, smile, maybe say amen, right? Where she says a joke, man, it belly laugh that joke. You know what I'm talking about? I just want you to support Veronica. I know I've already read the message that it's great. And so she's going to spend about 10 minutes ministering to you this morning. So receive what God would have from our very special guest evangelist. Give it up for Veronica Sanchez.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Have you ever wanted something so bad that you were not going to let anything stand in your way? That no matter what obstacle you faced or hoops you had to jump through, you were going to make it happen? When I was a young girl growing up, we didn't have much. In fact, I come from a single-parent household. My mom worked two jobs most of my life to support us, and even that wasn't enough many times. My father was in prison for 32 years. He didn't come home until my early 30s. So when I say we didn't have much, we really didn't have much. I purposed in my mind and my heart pretty early on that I wanted more for my life. When I was about 13 years old, I went to a school that was in a nicer part of town than I lived in. I remember being embarrassed because my friends had would come to school with designer things, and at that age, what girl doesn't want those things? When I was 15, I decided that I wasn't going to be a statistic. At that age, I knew what it meant. I understood it. School never came easy to me. I had to catch the city bus to school. Sometimes I would have to look around the house for change to be able to pay for my bus ride. Being that my mom worked so much, I didn't have her checking on me to make sure I was even going to school and doing my work. It was all up to me. I wanted out of my situation so badly that when most kids my age were focusing on friends and parties or maybe sports, things like that, I was determined to figure out my future. I was introduced to the Lord when I was 11 years old. I got baptized when I was 13. Looking back, I know the Lord was holding my hand and guiding my footsteps along the way. It wasn't until I turned 18 and had a person in my life that was able to guide me into having a personal relationship with him, and he became very personal to me around that time. So when I got accepted into nursing school, I was already out of my mom's home. I had to figure out how I was going to pay for school. Not only was it my determination to make it happen, it was also me trusting in God. I had to work harder than most in school, nursing school, for my grades. You have to maintain a certain grade average to continue on with the program. Like I said before, school never came easy to me. I wasn't one of those students who just never had to study and got A's. I wish I was, but I wasn't. There was a time about midway through the program that I actually wanted to give up. It was getting financially hard, and I was already married at the time. But with encouragement from my husband and desire for more, I held on to God, and my faith was stretched, and I persevered. I graduated, and I've been at my job for 13 years now. Thank you. And that's how sometimes we need to be when it comes to our relationship with God, that no matter what comes our way, we will hold on to him. we will trust him, even if it means being stretched sometimes. In the book of Job, it is a story about his life. He was totally devoted to God. He was also very blessed in that he was a very wealthy man, and he also had a very deep love for his children. One day, Job was put to the test. He lost everything. He had three messengers in a row come to him and tell him that he lost his cattle and his servants. Let's pick up the story with the fourth messenger in Job chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said, "Your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the four corners of the house. It collapsed on them and they are dead. I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship. As if that wasn't bad enough for Job, things get worse. Let's turn to Job chapter 2, verses 7 and 9. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores, from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. His wife said to him, "Are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die." So here is Job. He lost his beloved children, his wealth, and now he is an outcast to the city. His friends even told him to renounce God. And now here is his wife, the one that's supposed to have his back, telling him not only to curse God, but to die. I'm sure he felt all alone, yet he continued to hold on to God. He continued to have faith in him. He persevered. And in the end, in Job 42:10, the Lord restored Job's fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. He even blessed him with more animals and more children. Even though I struggled throughout my childhood and even into nursing school, I thank God for being with me through it all. I'm thankful for his blessings in my life. Does it mean my life is easy all of the time now? No. But it does mean, even though I have hard days, I hold on to him and I know that he is with me. Maybe you didn't lose your cattle like Job did. But maybe you've lost your job, or you're having a hard time finding work. Or maybe your servants aren't gone, but you're struggling financially. Maybe you're going through a hard time in your marriage, and it seems like the harder you try and the more you pray, the harder it gets. Or maybe you're having a hard time with your children, or maybe you've lost your children. Maybe it's just a really hard time for you right now. I want to encourage you to hold on to God. Don't give up. He sees you. There are many different stories in the Bible where God brings comfort. There's a story in Genesis chapter 16 about a woman who was treated so harshly, and she was so sad, but God sent an angel to her to bring her comfort. So she calls God El Roy after that, which means the God who sees me. You see, God sees you and wants to bring you comfort. Can I pray for you all? If we can just bow our heads. Lord, I thank you for your people here this morning. And I ask God, whatever situation that they are in, Lord, that you will bring them comfort, that you will take them by the hand, Lord, because you see them, Lord. And I pray you would meet them where they are, Lord. And I thank you for everyone here this morning, God. I pray that you would touch them, Lord, and bring them peace. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Come on, Veronica. Bravo.